Wanted to talk a little bit today about righteousness. How many of you feel that you're righteous? I know we don't think that we are, right? We have a tendency to look on our mistakes. We look at our past. We know where we've come from. We know the sins we've committed. We know the sins we still commit because we're not perfect. And we look at ourselves and we say, oh, we fall short. And in many respects, that's true. Because none of us can lead a perfect life like Jesus did. We have the sin nature within us. That's just a fact of life. So in a sense, yes, we all do fall short. And what does being righteous mean? It means doing the right thing, right? That's basically what it means, doing the right thing. And we know sometimes we do, and sometimes we don't. And when we don't, we tend to beat ourselves up. You know, we're conscious of some things that we do wrong or say wrong, or things that we think that we feel aren't pleasing to God, we beat ourselves up because of it. And God doesn't look at us that way. God isn't watching out, and every time we make a mistake, I'm going to punish you. No, he doesn't do that. He sees us in an entirely different way. And I have some scriptures that I want to show you to point that out. A little bigger on the scriptures, Dale. Can't quite make that out. We'll get there. Maybe we need a little musical interlude while we're waiting. There we are. Okay, this is from Romans chapter 5. For if by one man's offense, this is speaking about Adam, his original offense, sinning against God, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one because of his sin, all of his children and their children's children and so on have that sin nature within us. And sin brings about death. So death reigned throughout all mankind because of Adam's initial sin. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So we have received an abundance of grace, and we have received the gift of righteousness. See, you are righteous, whether you feel it or not. That's how God sees you. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, meaning Jesus, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, again Jesus, his death on the cross, many will be made righteous. When we accept him as Savior and the fact that he died on the cross for us, okay, we're made righteous. We are. And one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Does anybody know what that word justification means? It's a legal term, okay? And it means to be considered righteous, to be declared righteous. That's what justification means. Each of us has been justified by our faith in Jesus. That means we have been proclaimed as righteous. There's no reason for us to beat ourselves up and say, oh darn, I made a mistake, God's not going to be happy with me. No, it doesn't work that way. He sees all of his children as righteous. And I'll get into that in a little bit deeper. 2 Corinthians 5. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Right? We represent him in the world. We are his ambassadors. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Jesus became sin, became our sin, took all of our sin upon himself. And if you don't have any sin, what does that mean? You're righteous, right? If you don't have any more sin, it's all gone. Jesus took it all, every single one. Every sin from the past, every sin from the present, every sin from the future. We have been made righteous in God's sight. It's a fact. It's time that we started seeing ourselves as God sees us, as being righteous, having a right standing before him. All right, next. Next page. Okay, from Acts. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man, Jesus, is preached to you the forgiveness of sins, and by him everyone who believes is justified, is considered righteous, is called or proclaimed to be righteous, from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. If you try and observe all the rules and regulations and the laws and the Ten Commandments and everything else, you'll never measure up. If you're trying to be justified or made righteous by observing the law, because it's impossible. But that's not how we've been justified or made righteous. It's strictly by faith. We have been justified by faith. And then finally in Romans, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. I don't have to worry and check, let me see. These are all the laws that I need to observe today. I don't need to go through that. I don't need to worry about whether I'm going to break this commandment or that commandment or whatever. I have the Spirit of God living within me, and so do you. And he's the one that provides the guidance that we need. He is the one that speaks through our conscience. I don't have to have a list of commandments in front of me. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this other thing. But on the other hand, do this and do that. I don't need to worry about that. We get bound up in this legalism all too often, when it's just being led by the Spirit of God that's important. He'll let us know if we're overstepping our bounds. See, I'm free from that burden of trying to observe the law. And it doesn't do me any good in trying to observe the law, because that's not how I am made righteous. It's strictly by faith in Jesus. One of the things that's beautiful about God, and there are so many, but one of the things is he sees the future. He knows everything that's going to happen. Right? We all agree with that. He sees each one of you as already being made perfect. Right? He has redeemed us. Even though we're still living in a fallen world, even though we still have the sin nature within us, and we still make mistakes and everything. He sees us as we are on that day when we are resurrected with our new bodies, our new nature, perfect. The sin nature will be completely gone on that day when we are resurrected and receive our new bodies. The sin nature will be gone. It's hard to picture that, isn't it? Because we're so used to the way we are now. But God sees that day. He sees each and every one of you as standing perfect before Him. All the sins have been forgiven because of Jesus' death on the cross. The sin nature is gone. We're declared fully righteous before Him. When we appear before the judgment seat of God, have to give an account of our lives, what's the verdict? Not guilty. You're righteous. You're perfect. God sees that day. Why can't we? Why can't we see that day? Why can't we see ourselves as we will be then? God deals with us just as if that day had arrived. He sees us as being righteous, as being perfect before Him. I don't have my own righteousness. I have Jesus' righteousness. I am cloaked in that righteousness, and that's all that God sees. So we've got to stop beating ourselves up. We've got to stop saying, oh, woe is me, I made another mistake, or the same old thing is bothering me, you know, I blew it again. Doesn't matter. God says, that's okay, child, you're forgiven. I see you as being perfect, because you will be. Even though you may not be this moment, you will be, and that's the way I see you. That's the way you're going to be with me. Why don't you start living your life that way? And stop beating yourselves up. Just live your life knowing that God loves you and nothing will ever change that. And that on that day, when we go to be before Him, we will be perfect. No more sin nature. Nothing. We'll be perfect. Just like Jesus is perfect. That's the way we're going to be. That's our destiny. That's our heritage. That's a promise from God. But we need to start seeing ourselves that way. Yes, we make a mistake, we need to be conscious of it and say, okay, God, please forgive me, knowing that we are. And then just continue living as if it never happened, because God forgives us and He still sees us as perfect. Okay? Got it? I hope. So when you look at each other, okay, don't see an imperfect fellow believer. See a perfect child of God as God sees you. We look at each other, we can love each other from a pure heart, knowing that that's the way God loves each one of us. He sees us as pure and perfect, because that's the way we truly are. We just haven't quite reached that point yet. It's like even in the one of the videos, and there's another song too that speaks about this. The battle rages on, but the war has already been won. It's done. It's done. Like Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. It's finished. You are righteous. Remember that. Keep that in mind.
Remember that we're in right standing with God and Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes. And we always will be.
Yes.
Nothing can change that.
You're right. In the end, we'll be exactly what God has called us.
Yes. But He sees us as if we're already there. see. He can see the future, even though we can't. But yet he wants to give us a glimpse of that. And he wants us to live our lives now in the reality that maybe we have yet to see. But he wants us to live that way. Right? So we need to. So when you look in the mirror the next time, just remember how God sees you. You need to see yourself the same way, made perfect in His sight, fully righteous. Amen? Okay, let's pray. Father, it's so important that we begin to see ourselves as You see us. All too often we just see with our natural eyes, and we don't see with our spiritual eyes or with our spiritual understanding. Help us, Lord, to just cast that all aside and begin to live life as You want us to, seeing ourselves as You see us and seeing each other as You see us and treating each other that way. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for the wonderful work of redemption and salvation. Thank You for the cloak of righteousness that Jesus envelops us in. It is His righteousness. Thank You for that, Lord. Thank You. We have so much to rejoice over. That is but one aspect of the joyful life, but we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.